Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, the founder and CEO of Academia Edu, and well, I'm excited you're joining me today for another exploration of new research from the academic world. So in this episode, we're going to be taking a look at a paper with quite the title, Perception of Threshold Level Whole Body Motion During Mechanical Mastoid Vibration. This research was co-authored by Rakshatha Kabalagre, Chuck Lane, and Faisal Kamali, with Chuck Lane being a name you might recognize if you follow work in human performance and neuromotor research. All right, so first off, what's the core problem or, you know, the central question that these authors are trying to get at? Well, their work is zeroing in on how vibration, specifically mechanical vibration applied to that bony bit behind your ear, the mastoid, affects how we perceive tiny, just noticeable movements of our whole body. They're especially interested in threshold level movements, which basically means the smallest movements we can actually feel or notice. And the kicker, they're testing this when a weird type of vibration is being applied to those mastoid bones during the motion. Why should you care about this? Well, your vestibular system, the part of your inner ear that helps with balance and motion perception, is super important for everything from walking downstairs to, you know, just not tripping over your own feet. If we can tweak or improve the way the vestibular system senses motion, maybe with vibration or something else, it could be really helpful for people with balance issues, dizziness, or even, say, astronauts readjusting to gravity. But before we get ahead of ourselves, the authors themselves are careful. And I want to remind you, I'm just neutrally presenting their findings, not giving them a stamp of approval. So, what did Chuck Lane and his co-authors actually do? The researchers worked with a group of 10 healthy adults and set them up for a kind of unusual experience. Each person sat on a platform that can rotate them very gently from side to side, left and right, which is called yaw rotation. While the chair rotated, sometimes it was just the motion alone, and sometimes there were these little vibrating devices, tactors, strapped to the test participants' mastoid bones, vibrating at a range of frequencies from 1 to 500 hertz wild right. Participants were asked to indicate the direction they felt, the subtle motion, left or right, each time they were rotated at barely detectable levels. The key thing the researchers measured was not just whether they got the direction right, but how much bias there was. Did the participant tend to choose left more often or right? And by how much? They also looked at the threshold. What's the smallest movement that could be detected? Now, the findings. So here's where it gets interesting. The study found that applying vibration to the mastoid bones did not really make people better at detecting the tiniest movements. That is, the threshold, the faintest motion you can sense, stayed about the same whether the person had vibration applied or not. But the vibration may have reduced bias. In other words, the tendency to lean toward one direction over the other seemed to drop in the presence of vibration. That's a subtle thing, honestly, and the evidence wasn't overwhelming. Some statistical methods said, yes, there's a real effect. Some tests said maybe not. It really depended on how the data was analysed. They found a roughly 40% reduction in bias using one method, but other methods weren't as conclusive. It's like when you're trying to figure out if your friend is always picking heads in a coin toss. And sometimes your stats say, wow, obvious. And sometimes you're like, eh, could be random. So, you know, caution is definitely the name of the game here. What does this mean for you as a listener or for folks in general? The research is basic, meaning you can't buy a mastoid vibrator and expect to upgrade your balance overnight. But it does suggest that simple mechanical vibration might have the potential to balance out some of the quirks or asymmetries in how we feel motion. For people with vestibular issues, this could someday, after a lot more research, offer a low-tech way to help retrain or fine-tune their perception of movement. But remember, the sample size was small, and nobody's making clinical recommendations here. I guess, you ever have that thing where your phone is buzzing and you're sure you felt a notification, but then you check and nothing's there? I know that's not about vestibular sense specifically, but I wonder, do all these ways our brain integrates mechanical sensations sort of bleed together? Anyway, back on topic, I want to just say explicitly again, I'm presenting this paper in a neutral way. I'm not saying it's the absolute truth, just that it's a new piece of the puzzle. Science is never settled by one paper, but these findings give us something to think about and maybe to build on in future research. I hope this has given you a window into how academic research inches forward, sometimes with bold results, sometimes with subtle, puzzling hints, and always with more questions to explore. If you're curious about the intricate ways our bodies sense and react to motion, or you know someone who wrestles with balance issues, this is definitely an area to watch in the coming years. Thanks so much for listening to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, reminding you to keep questioning, keep exploring, and yeah, keep your feet on the ground. Unless you're in a rotating chair with vibrating mastoids, maybe. Take care.